Food, crafts, kids' games, and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th, at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your visit today.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course on the new Mixler app, or at least it's new for us. Make sure that you go there and download that app for your iPhone or your Android device, and it's great. The best part about it is it's free and there's no advertising. So make sure you're going there. If you're not listening on WGSO.com, so make sure you check that out. Rude, how's it going?
It's going good, buddy. When you said it's new, it reminded me of Joe Dirt when he's like, I'm new. I don't know what to do. Anyways.
Well, yeah, it's been so, I've never saw the second one, but it's been so long since I've seen that movie. I need to revisit it.
Yeah, it's worth the watch, especially for the female character. That she's just pretty gorgeous, man. When she's getting on that horse, it's like, it makes me want to get on the horse, you know?
Right, I understand. Oh, man, so there's a lot going on, and we got a lot to get to today. I saw today, and this made me extremely happy, and I'm glad that, nothing's for certain, but today the Foo Fighters put out a press release that they are going to be holding two tribute concerts to the late Taylor Hawkins, their former drummer and former brother of the band, and one's going to be in London at Wembley Stadium on September 3rd, and the second one is going to be September 27th at the Forum in Los Angeles, and I think it's great news, man.
Yeah, it's really great news. I hope they add some more dates. I'd like to see them somewhere. I mean, they don't necessarily have to come to St. Louis, but
yeah,
somewhere in the Midwest where it's easier, you know, for people like us to, you know, attend the event.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm assuming the way that it sounds, it looks like there's going to be a lot of other folks, other musicians that are going to be involved in it. And, you know, the Foo Fighters have always been pretty, pretty good about playing with other people. You know, I mean, I think of the Wembley show they had in the, I guess that was like 2009, 2010 ish, where, when they played with Led Zeppelin and, Jimmy Page and, John Paul Jones. And, you know, Joan Jett, the list goes on and on and on and on and on with who those guys have played with. But I would assume you'll probably see at least Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers. But I think it's great, man. And it made me happy to see that at least they are they're going to do something. And if this is the way they go out, at least they go out playing together. And, you know, then we'll see what happens. But the fact that they are, you know, that they're doing this, and that's, you know, I think that's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, I totally agree there, bud. I think Taylor would like it, you know, like this. So I'm happy for him, man. Rock and roll soothes the soul, man, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that I don't believe that he would want them to quit. You know, I would understand if they did, and we've talked about that, but I don't think that he would ever want that. And I was actually listening to an interview last week with it was just Dave and Taylor when they were promoting the Studio 666 movie on Howard Stern. And you know, it's really a shame, man. It you know, it made me sad, but that he's gone, because those guys had such good chemistry and so funny together, and you could just tell that they were bros. And you know, it made me sad all over again that he's gone. But you know, time heals everything, and hopefully that these guys can find the right fit and figure something out where they can continue. And you know, there's nothing to say that you can't have somebody like Chad Smith, who's in the Chili Peppers, also be the drummer for the Foo Fighters and fill in, you know, and become part of that. And I think that would be pretty cool, because you got somebody who was really good friends with Taylor and has that passion to do the job and do the job right. And I don't think there's anything wrong with any of that.
No, there ain't. It's a tribute, you know. I mean, who wouldn't want to be the drummer for the Foo Fighters, you know?
I mean
it's just awesome. And you know, Taylor's gone, but you know, definitely not forgotten. And no. Never. I mean, you know, it's just like with you know, Def Leppard, you know, in the early 90s, you know, we lost Steve Clark, one of the greatest riff masters around ever. And you know, he was replaced with Vivian Campbell, and they've been together for, wow, it's been close to 30 years, I think, or maybe more. But you know, they still are out touring and getting ready to start a stadium tour here in the next month. And you know, so we'll see how that goes for him, man. But I wish the Foo Fighters the best.
Me too, man. And I'm going to peek in and see how much tickets are and what that costs, but because it's ironic, I was just looking the other day. I don't know why it's not necessarily that I have a desire to go to Los Angeles, but I don't know. I just looked up flights to LA, and it's actually not as expensive as I thought, man. It's not any more expensive than what it is to fly to St. Louis. So, that would be an amazing show. And I'm assuming an extremely tough ticket to come by. But you know, it's worth looking into, and if it could be done, hell, sign me up. I would love it.
Right.
But just don't take me to a Kiss concert, because apparently they can't even sing their own songs anymore, because they just got caught lip syncing because the drummer messed up and threw everything off, including the pyro. And it's funny, because Gene Simmons has always been he was pretty adamant in the past about how awful it is if bands are using backing tracks and lip syncing their stuff, and then he got caught doing it. So I thought it was funny.
I hate everything about Kiss and Gene Simmons. I think the only song that I like from Kiss is School's Out.
School's Out. Detroit Rock City is cool, but and actually that's the song that they messed up on. So
yeah.
Only thing I can give credit for to those guys about is they learned how to market themselves extremely well. And I would assume they've made the majority of their money off of merchandising and things like that, because they've thrown their likeness and their name on just about anything. I believe there's even Kiss toilet paper.
Wow, I'd like to wipe my bum with that.
All right, man. Well, let's take a break. We got a ton of stuff to get to, and we got a short time to get it all done in. So let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang,
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street. Follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media or visit MidnightRevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Something to Say radio show. Hey, we got a little bit of Drew Brees news also today, and, and I didn't expect anything less from NBC, but they said that Drew will not be back with the network in 2022. But they're suggesting, the way they put it, that it kind of, that it was more Drew's decision not to come back. And because he guess he didn't realize how much you have to actually put in to doing that, you know, doing while he was doing Notre Dame games and then being the analyst on Sunday Night Football. And also, if you guys can hear, I'm doing the show from home today, and that is my new puppy, Fozzie. He's a golden doodle, and he is not happy that I had to put him in the other room for right now. But, I saw something else, and I'm trying to think who, what's his name? Was it LeVar Arrington? Was that the guy?
And I was getting ready to start that. LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. A few weeks ago, they made some pretty disgusting comments about Drew Brees. And it's like, okay, LeVar Arrington, you were a stud in college, but you really pooped the bed once you got in the NFL.
Yeah.
And Brady Quinn, who the hell are you? I mean, I know who you are, but you didn't do anything, pal. I mean, to talk about Drew Brees, give me a break.
And the quote that they said was that that I guess that Drew doesn't understand that he's not as well liked as what he thinks that he is. And I, just number one, I don't even understand why that is on their radar to even say something like that. But I can tell you from personal interactions with the guy that he's always, everything I've ever seen the guy do, he's very gracious and very, very nice person. And one of the true good guys in professional sports. And, if he decides that he wants to take time away from doing broadcasting, and, you know, it's not easy. My God, the guy's been playing football his whole life, and then he tries to do primetime broadcasting. It's not an easy thing to do. And you got, there's just like everything else, you got to learn. Yeah. Maybe there were some opportunities. He could have been a little better, but you know, none of these guys really, truthfully, if you think about it, I mean, can you name very many that just walked right out of their sport and then got on television and were just amazing broadcasters? 'Cause I can't.
Right. I mean, it's a transition, you know. Sure. I'm curious to see how old TB12 is going to do it after he retires, because you know he's already inked a deal and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But you know, we'll see how it goes. But for them to talk smack on Drew Brees like that,
I don't
condone it. It's ridiculous.
I agree, man. And I mean, obviously, it's, you know, here in New Orleans, nobody's got time for that with everything that Drew has done for this city. And you hit the nail on the head. Who the hell is LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn? Brady Quinn he was good at Notre Dame and then never did anything in the NFL. And amazingly, he somehow got a job being a broadcaster, which I don't, you know, I won't knock anybody for getting a job, but damn, there's no reason to go there with Drew. And it could be some, you know, there's always haters, man. And there's always a little bit of jealousy. So we just got a couple minutes before we need to take a break. But I saw this today and I just thought, wow, I just want to talk about another idiot. The former Silver Spoon star, Ricky Schroeder, he's got a theory on Pride Month, because, of course, June is Pride Month, which, you know, how, whatever your feelings are on that, it is what it is. And, you know, but to say that Pride Month, he believes that there's a demon behind it. And you know why, Rudy, that there's a demon behind it?
Humor me with specifics, BJ.
Well, if you spell out Pride Month and you take the D-E from Pride, and you take the M-O-N for month, it spells demon.
Of course it does. I'm scared. I just pissed my pants, actually. You know, the world's not going to get any better until idiots like this climb back under their rock.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break, man. It's, wow. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's I mean, wouldn't that be the same as if there is Women's Pride Month or anything? That would mean that all the Pride Months are demonic. And I think that he just needs, you think you hit the nail on the head, man. He just needs to call it a day and reel it in. Yeah. And, you know, there's me personally, I don't have enough time to worry about who's loving who or, you know, whatever. It's really irrelevant to me. I don't have time for it. There's too many other things to focus on. And I think 9 times out of 10, these people that are bent out of shape about it, they need to focus on themselves, because I bet they got some skeletons rattling around in their closets.
Oh, yeah, big time. And old Ricky, he's got a few too many silver spoons shoved up sideways in there, man. I'd go see a doctor.
Right. Yeah. Well, and if there was ever an opportunity for him to get a job, that probably sealed the deal. He probably won't be getting another one. So, and I had to pull this up because if I'm not mistaken, I thought you were a fan of this show, the Chrisley Knows Best.
Yeah.
Todd and Julie, they're in some deep doo-doo, man.
I haven't heard about this one yet. So, let's talk about it.
Well, they have been found guilty of fraud and other charges by a federal jury on Tuesday, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. They were standing trial in Atlanta on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion for the last 3 weeks. They were initially indicted in August of 2019, and then a new indictment was filed in February of this year. They were guilty of conspiring to defraud community banks out of more than $30 million of fraudulent loans. The DOJ have added that the Chrisleys used funds to buy luxury cars, designer clothes, real estate, and travel excursions. And they used the new fraudulent loans to pay back old loans. After spending the money, the DOJ said Todd Chrisley filed for bankruptcy and walked away from more than $20 million of fraudulently obtained loans.
That's a shame too, because, me and my wife, we really enjoyed watching that show. So yeah. I guess the show's in hiatus then too, huh?
Yeah, I would assume so. And, you know, we'll see, because, you know, Hollywood loves a redemption story. So maybe if they, you know, if they do have to serve time, they get out, they'll probably be a reality show based on their comeback. So that's things work.
Yeah, I know their kids. They were funny. I mean, everything about the show was, you know, we enjoyed it. For one, their oldest daughter is a knockout. I think she married some hockey star. Yeah. And then the two boys, they cracked me up, you know, just the stuff they were doing. And then there's grandma.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was funny too. So I hope they can iron this out and, you know, get the facts. And, you know, if they're guilty, they're guilty. But, yeah. You know, you can't be pulling fast ones like that on the old on old Uncle Sam, because he'll get you.
He'll get you every time. All right. We need to take a break. So let's step aside, get some news, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at midnightrevival.com. Find out who's playing by following us on Instagram at Midnight Revival NOLA. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Republican lawmakers are confident the congressional district maps they approved in February is compliant with federal and state laws, despite a federal judge ordering the legislature to redraw the map because it does not have two majority black congressional districts. Senate Governmental Affairs Chairwoman Sharon Hewitt.
You know, this is a process, and, you know, I suspect that the order will be appealed to the Fifth Circuit, and we'll wait to see what the Fifth Circuit has to say about that.
Governor Edwards has issued the call for a special session to begin on June 15th for legislators to redraw a congressional district map. Senator Bill Cassidy's No Surprises Act to keep patients from being caught off guard by medical bills is showing results. Cassidy says if you do receive a higher bill for services, contact the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at 1-800-985-3095.
Or the Louisiana Department of Insurance, 800-259-5300, 259-5300.
LRN.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Only in New Orleans, you know what that means. C'est le bon temps roulé. C'est le bon temps roulé.
All right, thanks for sticking around for the Something to Say radio show. And we talked a little bit about it on Monday, that there is a new accuser with Deshaun Watson, who was pretty graphic on what had happened with his accused interaction with her. But there's a lot more blowback from this, and
literally,
you know, it's now coming out that he saw at least 66 massage therapists over a 17-month period. And I think that this, if the NFL, I know we talked the other night that they had said that in the last couple of weeks that they were nearing the end of the investigation, but I think with what's come to light, the New York Times reported Tuesday that about the 66 different women over 17 months, and that includes the 24 women who filed lawsuits. I think now there's a little bit more to this whole story, especially where it looks like the Texans were kind of helping him out, you know?
Yeah, probably. Hey, I just want to cut in here real fast and say, I just want this to have a happy ending. No, I'm just kidding. They need to get this guy, because these women, I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, all these women are full of crap. Give me a break. I mean, this dude is guilty, man. Mm-hmm. That's my thought on it. Other people may have their own opinions, but I mean, the proof's in the pudding, man. And he's obviously, you know, some of those allegations, the puddings came out, you know?
So. Absolutely. Well, and just, I mean, just complete crazy inappropriate stuff that, you know, again, like we talked about, the Texans, they're a professional sports team. They have their own masseuses. They have all that stuff, you know, to take care of what's going on. But that's not the kind of taking care of that he apparently is looking for. And if you're seeing 66 of them over not even quite a year and a half, there's more to the whole story. And, you know, it's crazy. And let's see here. I'll just read from, this is from ESPN. They're reporting what the Times said, that the list of 66 women include the 24 who filed lawsuits against Watson, including two in the past week, a woman who sued Watson but then withdrew the complaint, two women who filed criminal complaints against Watson but not sue him, and at least 15 therapists who issued statements of support for Watson at the request of his lawyers. At least four therapists contracted with the Texans, five women identified by the plaintiff's lawyers during the investigation of their civil suits, and at least 15 other women whose appointments with Watson were confirmed. But the thing is that he's begging for sexual acts to be done during these interactions. And the thing that's crazy to me is that the head of the Texans director of security, whose name is Brent Nakara, he got disclosure agreements and gave them to Watson for him to take with him to these appointments. And also, the Texans bought him I didn't know you get a membership at hotels, but bought him a membership at a hotel for him to use for these interactions. Now they're saying that they didn't know what he was using it for, and that, you know, he never said that it was for massage sessions, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that they were pretty much giving him the green light to act like a creep.
Yeah, elementary, my dear Watson. It's like, how about and go get a girlfriend, dude? Or better yet,
I think he had one.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess she wasn't performing up to the standards of these women then. But yeah, girlfriend first, and then a strip club, dude.
Yeah,
you don't need to be going to freaking massage parlors where it blows my mind, man. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I was also reading too that that with this new case, or with this new accusation, that it could nullify his contract with the Browns.
I don't see why not. I mean, this guy needs to be out of the NFL, you know.
I agree.
This is ridiculous, because I mean, it's setting an example. I mean, it's all over the news. It's making women, it's a slap in the face to women, you know, and that's ridiculous because you got all these allegations and where there's smoke, there's fire, man. That's, that's something that's never, ever going to change, man. I mean, it's just not, I mean,
right. Well, and apparently he had offered, he'd offered all of the first 23, $100,000 each to settle their cases, and not all of them would accept it. But apparently there was a very aggressive non-disclosure agreement also with it, which I would assume that, I mean, that's standard that goes anytime there's something like this that gets settled out of court. But yeah, man, I think that this needs to be, if they thought that they were at the end of this investigation, I think they need to re-examine it because this, you know, and I worry that people like this don't learn a lesson, because if you get away with it once, you know, you're going to believe you're Teflon and you can get away with it again.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, man. And shame on the Browns for even signing this dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they know, obviously they know way more than what me and you and what the authorities know right now. You know, before they signed this guy, and they threw some money at him and that was that. But man, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And like I said the other night, I'm sure that Mickey Loomis and the rest of the folks at the Saints facility are breathing a big sigh of relief and thanking God for unanswered prayers on this situation, because this is it's a PR nightmare. It can absolutely destroy your franchise, because if this guy can't play, what are the Browns supposed to do now that you've already burned your bridge with Baker Mayfield, who they just said that they excused him from mandatory minicamp, which if I was him, I wouldn't show up anyway. And you know, and they should just give him his release, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they treated him like dirt. I mean, he got him back to the playoffs. I mean, granted, he was hurt and he made some mistakes, but hell, man. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
I think that, you know, and it's not that I love Baker Mayfield, but I always I know he's done some things on the field. He's got a ton of attitude, but I don't think he's that bad. Like I feel like if under the right coaching and the right circumstance, I think he could be successful.
Yeah. I mean, he did some really cool commercials.
I do like the commercials. I do like the commercials. Those are pretty good. And then I don't know if you saw this real quick. We got about a minute left, but part of the Walmart family bought the Broncos yesterday for, I think it was $4.3 billion.
Wow. So they got ties with the Broncos and the Rams now, huh?
They sure do. $4.65 billion. It's one of the highest, the most expensive sports purchases in history.
Sock me sideways.
And I don't see how that franchise is worth that much. I mean, they've had some good years, but man, that to me, like the guy that just bought the Mets, that was he paid almost $2.5 billion in 2020 for him, and I feel like that's a lot more prestigious organization and franchise than what the Broncos are. But
you know, what maybe it's inflation. Maybe they're bringing back the Mile High Club.
Maybe. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk. NBA Finals resumes tonight, Game 3. We'll talk about that. And of course, we'll talk some bets on that as well. So stick around for more of the Something to Say radio show. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. we provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show, and tonight Game 3 of the NBA Finals will go down. Let's see. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock tonight on ABC. And, man, I'll tell you what. Before we go into the bets and stuff, I read this article today on ESPN.com about Jason Tatum. And I don't know. It just made me like him even more. Like, it seems like he comes from a good family, and it seems like he's, you know, he was always a good kid. And if you haven't got an opportunity to read it, I highly recommend it. It talks about his mom, and she was 18 whenever she had him, and she was supposed to go to college and play volleyball, but she ended up not, and raising him. And you just need to check it out. It's a really good story, and as much as I liked him before, it made me like him even more, and made me want to root for him a little harder tonight, and hopefully they can knock off the Warriors. But after game one, they lost or they won 120 to 108. They dropped the ball on game two. They lost 107 to 88, and I think the biggest thing for that was that he's been kind of up and down in this, but he he had a great game too. It's you know, it's about keeping, truthfully, it's about keeping Steph Curry, keeping him in check and stopping him from hitting all these damn three pointers. Because was it game one? He hit 5 in the first quarter, something like that.
Yeah, it was. He had a tremendous first half. And then there was it game two where he was held scoreless in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, game two he was. Yeah, because that screwed my parlay because okay. he had 29 and I had him on the under at 28. But, well, and, you know, there's another one who, and I don't like Draymond Green, but he, and I think he kind of put his foot in his mouth the other day because he made some statement publicly about that essentially that they get the calls because they are who they are. Huh. And I'm like, well, that'll come to an end now.
Yeah, I'm surprised Kevin Durant hasn't started whining about that on Twitter yet.
Well, there's a whole another story, which I'm no fan of Kevin Durant's. Most of these guys, like, and I saw this the other day that Shaquille O'Neal made a statement that guys like Kevin Durant, which I've been saying this the whole time, guys like Kevin Durant and some of these others, LeBron James, that all want to team up to win championships. It's ridiculous. He's like, you know, it should be about competition, and that's I agree wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. He's like, if it wasn't, I would have played on the Bulls in the 90s. I'm like, yeah, could you imagine that team with Shaq at center and Scottie and Michael and Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, it would have been.
I don't think they would have lost a game.
Yeah, it would have been sick, man.
But you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess, the way things are. Everybody wants things handed to them. They don't want to have to earn it. And you know, I give the Warriors credit. It's, you know, they did that have that run though when they had Kevin Durant. It was a case of let's all get together so we can win titles. But now, you know, since that's been broken up a little bit, you know, they reloaded and. Well, they traded for Wiggins, and I guess that was – I mean, that's paid off for him. He's played well for him in the postseason. But I think the game's going to go a lot farther than than what a lot of people thought at first. But I look for the Celtics to win this in 6 or 7, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think they can get that done. It's going to take, you know – Tatum's going to have to be Tatum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Smart is going to have to step up. And
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, if he could hit a few three-pointers a game, you know, and get some, you know, get over 5 assists and, you know, score over 10, 12 points a game, I think that's really going to be huge for him. Excuse me.
Yeah, and that's I think you hit the nail on the head on that because Smart, he was so key in a lot of their big wins before the finals. He hasn't had those same type of games where he, you know, he's a ball distributor and he's a great he was a defensive player of the year, but he's got to be able to distribute the ball a little bit better than what he has. And you just really haven't seen that yet in the finals yet.
Mm-hmm. He needs to step up and show that defensive player of the year award. Cause you know, if he does that and he could shut down whoever he's on, that's going to play huge dividends for them, man.
I agree. And I'd like to see Jaylen Brown do a little bit more. And I think Robert Williams has got to do a little bit more than what he's done in the first couple of games of the finals, because he was huge in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat.
Yeah, he had some key games, man. That's for damn sure.
I'm pulling up the the FanDuel and trying to see what all is going on with that tonight. Let's see. Okay. It's not wanting to show me everything on. Oh, there we go. Now I found what I was looking for. All right. So the money line, it was with the Celtics tonight, and the spread is them by 3.5. The over under at 213. Oh, I don't know. You know, that's been so up and down that it's really hard to say. They did game one, they scored 228 points. Game two, they scored 187. 213 to me seems like a pretty high number playing on, you know, for the Warriors being on the road.
Yeah, but hell, Curry could hit 8 3-pointers in the first quarter, you know. I don't like betting on those just because I haven't had very good luck with them. But what I'm going to use tonight, I'm going to use DraftKings tonight, and they have a boost that's earn up to 100% boost, earn even bigger boost for each NBA single parlay leg added. So, you know, if you build like a 13 leg, you know, parlay, you could most likely get 100% boost on that, on top of that. So that's big money, man.
Yeah, for sure. I might look at that too. I just feel like the good folks at DraftKings, if I win, they're gonna be mad at me after what I did to them on Friday. I don't think they're on speaking terms with me as of right now. But
no, Christmas cards are canceled for you. You're not even gonna get a visit from the Easter Bunny next year.
Probably not. Mm-mm. The over/under on points for Curry is 28.5, which. I think on the road, I would take the under. I took the under the other night and it bit me in the ass, but I would take the under on that.
Yeah.
Tatum's over under is 27.5.
I think he's going to score 40 tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised. Over under on Jaylen Brown's at 23.5. I don't know about that one. I would probably do alternative points on that and stick him at about 18 or 19. And I just hate taking the unders. I feel like that always just comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, but with Brown, if he's shooting well from three-point land, I would take over on that. But, you know, it's – you're betting, man. It's a betting world. So,
yeah.
You know?
Marcus Smart's over-under is at 13.5, and I would probably take the under just way of playing. But then he'll probably go off because he's at home. So, who knows? This is why we're not professional gamble sports bettors. So. Mm-hmm. That's all we got time for tonight, man. We need to get out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow. So everybody have a good night, and hopefully if you do bet that you win, and you bet responsibly. So there you go. All right, well, until tomorrow night, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Berg, Maryland Republic.